I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
What?
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
What the fuck?
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Needs a faster fade on it. The disclaimer has been hiding in the hidden spots in your home, coming out at night and raiding your refrigerator and going to the bathroom in the sink. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, unqualified legal advice, and a general feeling of dread in the audio that immediately follows the disclaimer. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this, ever. The disclaimer has located your credit card and is currently making interesting purchases on eBay. Most of the things he has purchased are from the selling account Mantis Toboggan. And now, we're not sure just how much of a very special episode it's about to be for your host, RU486.
Thank you.
I think there's a hate crime now in most countries.
I'm special. I'm RU486, and tonight, no, I won't do that. BSV will be here. We'll also be here. Badman Morphs, what did you do? And Madman, reading the news for us once again. All right, slide those pants in the off position. It's Saturday,
it's
Sunday.
This stuck. Is. Hang on.
Hang on.
There we go.
There we go. Yes. It is the I Have Nothing show once again, stepping all over itself like a drunken child. With too much booze. All right, fuck the formalities. Let's just do some weird and awkward news because we've been away for a couple of weeks. Madman.
I don't know about weird, but we got the awkward covered. So, continuing on with the whole fantasies and rape sexual thing, has anyone wondered how in the world they build a set on a porno for, like, I don't know, a classroom? I haven't because I'm not weird.
Yeah, I don't watch pornography for the set or the script. It's probably the action I'm really there for, to be honest.
I always just assumed they were raiding hotel rooms and leaving a horrible mess for the maid.
Well, one company decided to go super authentic. So a substitute teacher was fired for filming a porno in her classroom.
Oh, please tell me it was after hours. It was this filmed in front of a live studio audience?
It was in El Campo,
Deep
Texas.
Dicking 9.
Could you get extra credit?
Do you they have an applause sign? Do they have a laughter sign? And do they have a gasp sign is what I want to know.
Does the woman walk down the aisle going, everybody gets herpes, herpes for you, herpes for you.
Does somebody burst through the door Kramer style?
Oh, man.
Well, everyone has had that one teacher, you know, she's pretty hot. I'd bang that. I wonder if she's in a porno. And if you go to school in El Campo, Texas, there's a good chance your teacher was in a porno. And that porno may have been filmed in your classroom. A former substitute teacher was fired for allegedly filming pornographic materials inside a classroom, has also lost her job at a liquor store because of the video. So the place that was possibly renting out her videos fired her because she made one. And she's no longer a substitute teacher.
I just thought of... I hope they clean the chairs or desks if they used them.
I was just thinking I needed to get some generic porn music for the soundboard for stories like this.
Wait, but she was also a liquor store?
Yeah, she was a cashier? Substitute teacher. We have lots of people graduating with teaching degrees in the States because it's a job that makes decent money. You get 3+ months off a year. And it's a day job, so if women want to have a family, it's easier because, you know, they're at work when their kids are at school, they're off work when their kids are out of school.
And then they get in the job and discover just how hard it is.
And because there's so many, it's hard to get a straight teaching job when you graduate. So a lot of teachers start out as either substitutes or they start out in... we have some private companies that do tutoring. So they either start out as tutors or substitute teachers. And if you're the sole breadwinner, that's not generally enough hours to make a living. So she was moving into teaching. While she was doing that, she worked at a liquor store and apparently also took cock for cash and videotaped it.
But you can't say she's not living the capitalist dream.
I can say she's very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
El Campo ISD, which I think may be district attorney, whatever, told ABC 13 Eyewitness News, and no, they didn't witness it. It's on tape, though. That the teacher was let go in connection with an improper criminal incident that happened at El Campo High School.
See, now, why would the liquor store let her go, though? You think they'd give her a high five and a pay raise?
Like, every liquor store dude I've ever known or cashier always has a snake tattooed on their arm. You know, and they're always ready to headbutt you for some reason. Maybe they're just different here in Australia.
No, every liquor store cashier I ever work with is, you know, not from America. So, you know, I'm used to them having an accent and having usually an Islamic preacher playing on YouTube in the background. You'd think I'm making this shit up. I'm not. I had to restock the cabinet today.
No, I vividly remember walking into my first liquor store in America. And the dude was in a box, behind a box, inside some bulletproof glass. And you had to do everything through a turnstile. That was also bulletproof glass.
Oh, you were in the fun part of town.
That's when I knew I was in a good neighborhood. It was quickly pointed out that we were fucking in the wrong neighborhood and need to go now. So, that's how we figured out going from state to state, which was a good neighborhood or not, depending on the level of armor the liquor store had.
Now, if the liquor store had a drive-through window and a chipper Southern girl.
Very good point.
Good neighborhood or bad neighborhood?
Oh, man.
Depends on how thick the glass was.
Do they still do the drive-through window at the liquor store? Because I know of a few that used to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, and you and I are thinking of the same one, I think, Madman.
Possibly, but very chipper and happy and always give me the right beer. So I'm happy.
Well, main thing.
Continuing with the story, school officials confirmed that the teacher produced porn in a classroom and a workroom last month. The school says no students were involved. So there was no live studio audience.
Missed opportunity.
Teacher's pet was not involved, although he or she wanted to be.
That awkward moment when you walk in for parent-teacher conference and you realize you've seen that classroom before, but this is the first year your child goes to that school. That's the awkward moment. Well, I don't think there's much more we can suck out of this one, unless anyone's got a URL to the actual video.
Yes, yes, we need it. We need this link so that we can avoid it at all costs. I mean, how utterly disgusting. I mean, nobody should ever go to, what was the URL?
Yeah. Well, there was a teacher that was sentenced 20 years yesterday for having sex with an underage student. So at least got that going for him.
Wait.
All right, Madman.
Wait. Never mind.
That's got a video. It's probably not the porn. Probably just the news broadcast, but it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, you can really fap to that.
So, continuing the deplorable and the slight pornographic references, at least if you're a very wealthy donor to certain politicians who may be going to jail in New York, California school has condom races where 10-year-old girls learn how to put on condoms.
No.
You said races. Is this like where they're doing relay across the room? Or are they handing the child a dildo and saying put the condom on it?
Oh, no. The dildo's on one side of the room. So the way this works, and we'll go ahead and just read a bit from the story. Outrage is growing in California against newly approved sex education materials in public schools. It's shocking, Rebecca Fredericks, the founder of 4Kids in Country, told the Christian Post. Said one school had 10 and 11-year-old girls participating in a condom race in which they ran in front of their male classmates, to be the first to put on a condom on a model of an erect adult male penis.
This sounds like Japanese...
fucking words.
This sounds so much like a Japanese porn. I mean... Yeah, you see the occasional clip of these things, and it's all just weird. I mean, that's what this sounds like. It's like some TA got the idea from watching weird porn.
Like one of those, the Japanese, what was it, JMXT or some shit?
I have no idea, but they always seemed like they were modeled after game shows.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I think the age is kind of fucked up, and the way they're doing it's kind of fucked up. Now, if you agree with sex ed in school, then I can, you know, say it's good that they're learning how to use a condom. But I don't think prepubescent is the time to teach. I'm thinking, you know, 13, 14, and you don't turn it into a game. It's like, here's a condom. Here's the proper way to unwrap it and unroll it. And either make sure your boyfriend's doing this correctly, or... if you want to, do it for him. He'll love it.
I was thinking we'd be better off going for accuracy than speed when it comes to this sort of issue. But I'm not a woke progressive fucking teacher.
I'm thinking that you're going to have, you know, 8 to 10 years from now, or maybe am I wrong on age? A while from now, you know, When these children mature, you're going to have these girls very confusedly running across the room before they get in bed with their partner and confusing the hell out of whatever guy they were on a date with. I mean, that's just going to make for a very confusing prom night.
Hey, Bob, can you time me? I want to beat my record.
Getting across the room and a condom on my boyfriend's pants.
I did 9.3 with your dad last night. Let's see what we can do tonight.
That's going to make
this seriously fucked up.
That's going to make for an extremely confusing, extremely funny emergency room visit. So, sir, how did you get a ruptured ball sack? Well, she tripped while running across the room because she said that's how they did it in school.
Yeah.
If anybody hears mic noise from me, they're setting off fireworks outside my window.
That is one fucked up story, dude. And really, I have no words. Like, what? This isn't even education. This is just, like, some comedic fucking relief that the teacher came up with.
It gets a little better further down the story.
They read an article on game theory, didn't they?
Maybe. The next few paragraphs are just quotes from people they're talking to about how fucked up this is and how you can't really describe it on radio, so it's weird that you can do it in a classroom. But there are some new guidelines involving sex education that came through with the Common Core. The new framework encourages but does not mandate classroom conversations in sixth grade about masturbation. So we're going to discuss the proper way to rub one out in sixth grade. I do believe that's what 5 and 6 year olds?
Man, who's comfortable having
no,
this
sixth
conversation?
Grade. I'm sorry, that's first grade.
Who's comfortable?
11?
Who is comfortable having a conversation with children about this?
Yeah, these aren't teenagers. Well, yeah, these aren't teenagers. These are like 10, 11 year olds. Let's discuss how to rub one out.
No, let's not.
Let's not and say we didn't.
Yeah, because this is just too fucking... Like, I'm just trying to picture, you know, old man Jenkins up there, a veteran fucking teacher of 40 years having to give this this lecture, you know what I mean? For underage fucking girls.
You don't want to envision him about that one. Here's the one you want to envision. Old man Jenkins, a kindergarten teacher. Guess who gets to discuss gender identity?
At kindergarten?
Not mandated, but is strongly suggested.
Gross.
Seriously. You want to fuck up a generation? We already fucked up the everyone gets an award generation. Look what happened to them. Now everybody gets to, you know, swap dicks and cunts around for fucking shits and giggles. What kind of fucked up dystopia are they going to grow up in?
Now, teachers insist the goal is not to cause confusion about the gender of the child, but to develop an awareness that other expressions exist.
You can figure that out when you get older. It's like, oh, there's Billy. He's very effeminate. I bet you he's a faggot. And then if Billy turns out not to be a faggot, well, we were wrong.
Now, to be fair, thinking back to high school and even some of my first couple of jobs, like early college, a lot of the guys you're looking at going, that guy's probably queer. Later in life, you find out they were queer.
Yeah.
So maybe getting them hooked young. No, I'm wrong. Never mind. Shut up. I realized where I was going with that argument. It's a bad end. I'm just going to accept what you're saying right now, are you, and shut up.
No, but everyone had that friend. They're like, hey, I'm going to have a conversation with you. I just recently figured out that I'm gay. And everyone's like, no shit, dude. We could have told you that 10 years ago and saved you a lot of fucking pain.
But kindergarten level.
Yeah, no.
That's...
See, and that's where I realized I was fucking up, because I forgot we were talking about kindergarten.
Yeah, children. This is wrong, man. On every level. You should be just trying to figure out which fucking superhero is your favorite. What's your favorite color?
You're getting in slap fights in the schoolyard over, you know, who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman.
Exactly.
Superman.
Spider-Man.
Batman, asshole. God damn it. Talk to you guys after the show.
We're going to have to go outside and have a slap fight?
Hmm. You know it. Oh. And,
yeah. No. We do attempt to ensure all units are age appropriate, but several units cover human sexual and reproductive body parts.
Gross.
A lesson on sexually transmitted diseases. Notes on the selling.
Sorry, at that age, you shouldn't be sticking anything anywhere yet.
Notes on the selling points of sexual abstinence. But we also encourage condom use. And regular confidential testing for sexually active middle schoolers. Okay, so we've jumped to middle school. That's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
Just remember, ladies, anal doesn't count.
Gross.
I felt wrong. I just felt wrong saying that. Yeah, this is fucked up, man. I think everybody here agrees. Like, this shit should not start until high school, at a minimum.
This stuff shouldn't start until after puberty.
Yeah, and if it needs to start earlier, then it should start with the household, because the parents should be involved and know.
Well, what I'm thinking is, when you're getting kids this young, you're going to get some who decide to experiment because they heard about it at school. And, you know, you'll hear about it at school a couple of weeks ago, where they had to send such and such off to the special camp because they found him, you know, screwing the dog, but said it was okay because at school they told him to use a condom, and he did. Or, you know, some other bullshit like that, right? Because kids hear shit and they don't understand it. Especially young
Billy
kids.
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue may have been playing doctor. And neither of them were prepared for that. There's going to be some scarring.
Yeah. I mean.
And look how happy the kids are. Link has just been posted in chat.
Well, that photo is not necessarily related to this article.
I'm slightly kind of hoping it's not. Okay, I'm very much hoping it's not.
I'm 100% grossed out now, so let's do another story. Probably one that doesn't involve children and erections.
Damn it, are you? You're throwing off the vibe. I've got the first three completely lined up with the introduction. Okay, well, just to cleanse the palate a bit before going back into the horrible. Let's do an animal story.
Yay.
Oh, wait a minute. I can make those horrible, too. But this one's stupid and funny, so... man learns the hard way that mixing pufferfish and cocaine is a very bad idea.
Wait, what?
Okay, the man learns the hard way that mixing pufferfish and cocaine is a very bad idea.
All right, you got to read on real quick, because I've got to know whether he snorted the pufferfish or ate it.
So just slapped it across his face.
Everyone knows about pufferfish, you know, also called fugu fish. They contain, you know, one of the world's most deadly neurotoxins, and you usually have to pay a lot of money to have a nice Japanese man prepare it for you so that you don't die. A combination of cocaine and toxic pufferfish liver sent a Florida man to the emergency room, according to newscast reports. The liver from a pufferfish, also known as a fugu fish, is considered a delicacy in Japan, but eating it is risky, as the fish liver contains high concentrations of a deadly poison known as tetrodotoxin, TDX, or TTX.
Go with that.
Which causes paralysis if ingested. So a pufferfish is something that you don't want to just catch and eat, said Dr. Zane Horowitz.
While slapping his forehead and screaming, "No shit," at the top of his lungs.
Medical director at the Oregon Poison Center at... Oregon Health Science University, who was not involved with the man's case. I would not touch this with a 10-foot fucking pole, the doctor is heard saying into the back of his hand after the mics were turned off for this interview.
Wouldn't fuck that with your dick, Jenkins.
There are chefs in Japan who, through years of training on how to properly prepare this so that they don't kill their customers. And that's the end of the quote. It didn't go anywhere. So yeah, it takes a lot of years of learning how to do this. TTX is 1,200 times more toxic than cyanide.
Wow.
Far less than a teaspoon of it can kill a person.
How does the cocaine come into this?
One moment.
Wait, did he bump a line and then go, "Fugu me, motherfucker"? You know?
But did he bump a line then cut the fugu himself?
The next few paragraphs are describing how TTX kills you. Okay, here we go. The 43-year-old man's case was more complex than the typical fugu eaters. However, over the past few days, he had ingested cocaine and eaten canned foods, which made his physicians wonder whether foodborne bacterium was at play it too. Okay, why was he mixing cocaine and fugu? You're burying the lead.
Yeah, it's confusing as shit.
Man had high blood pressure, probably from his cocaine use.
Oh, shit. Screamed
and
the doctor.
Chronic kidney disease, the doctors noted. When he came into the ER, the man was not in good shape. No fucking shit, he's on cocaine and toxin.
Like, he's got a liver condition, he's fucking doing week work of coke, and now he's like, give me the toxic fish.
Oh, kidney condition.
Kidney condition. Now he's going, can I have some toxic fish to go with that, because I don't want to see the week out. This guy's trying to get out of paying debt. That's all I'm seeing.
He was throwing up, had weakness and difficulty speaking, and said that he had stomach pains, tearing chest pains, and numb legs. Sir, you're having a heart attack.
Well, at least he couldn't feel his legs. He had that going for him. Everything else was screaming in agony, but his legs weren't.
The man's grandmother, who had also nibbled on the puffer fish, came with him to the hospital, but because her fugu portion had been smaller, she had fewer symptoms. Dizziness and leg weakness, the doctor said. Healthcare workers immediately gave the man medication to lower his blood pressure. We gotta get the cocaine under control. And incubated him. So stuck him on a breathing machine.
He was not in good shape.
Oh yeah, the TTX was paralyzing his diaphragm, so he was going to stop breathing. Medication that has been shown to help other people who had eaten bad fugu.
But anyway, getting back to this story, the whole fucking headline's full of shit. The cocaine and the pufferfish had nothing to do with each other. He'd just been on a coke binge, ate some bad fish. Yeah. Whoever wrote this story is a fucking asshole.
Actually,
misleading headline.
This guy's pretty smart. He got his grandmother involved, got her to fake some symptoms, so that way he can get the restaurant to pay for his hospital trip to get him clean, to get all the damn cocaine out of his system so he doesn't have a heart attack or stroke and die by, you know, just claiming the fish made him a little sick.
Oh, you're going through an insurance scam.
That's right.
All right, I can see that. The hell of an insurance scam to get clean, though.
Make the restaurant pay for it. Well, I mean, it's a cokehead, so it's not like he's actually, you know, thinking that far ahead. It's just like, dude, I could go order pufferfish, claim I'm sick, and then they'd have to pay my hospital bill. And then he calls up Granny and says, hey, I need a favor.
Like, we're not dining and dashing again, are we? No. Yeah,
it was funny
watching
you beat back the Mater D with the walker last time, though.
I know. I was thinking, you never fucking get someone who's got a walker to dine and dash with you. Never works out well. You can encourage them all you want, but they ain't gonna run.
Fuck you! I got plastic knees and a fake hip.
Nazzy, shut off my shins. All right, man, let's hit another one.
Going through here, it doesn't mention what the cocaine had. That was just in there for a good title.
That's what I mean. We got duped.
He may have been on cocaine, but his thing had nothing to do with it. It's all fugu. And they're wondering where he got the fish from. He didn't get it from a Japanese restaurant. He may have caught it himself. So this is a home fisherman going with, man, I saw this on a I don't know, Travel Channel food special. Let's give it a shot.
I saw the first season of The Simpsons. This will work out well. Anyway, let's fly into another one.
All right, so back in the depths of horrible. 11-year-old drag kid's mom shocked to find a pedophile calling her son sexy online.
Oh, fuck.
I need the fail sound, and it's not on the soundboard, son of a bitch.
You so do. Desmond is Amazing is in the headlines again, ladies and gentlemen. This time he's not taking pictures with a naked pedophile. This time his mother is wondering why pedophiles are following her son online and commenting, quote, her son as hot.
Okay, if I take a little kid
If
I take a child and put it in an orangutan enclosure, the odds are the orangutans won't kill it, but they're going to fuck around with the kid. If I throw a kid into a den of pedophiles, both fucking child endangerment. That's all I'm saying. All right, Madman, back to the story.
Other quotes sent to Desmond by Thomas Victor O'Connell. Desmond is truly amazing and hot.
Gross.
Pretty young boy and a sexy kid. Yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck this story, man. Go to another one. I'm not sitting through this.
O'Connell.
And plus, it leaves you open to some serious soundboard douchebaggery down the track with clipping your fucking reading this story out.
Wait, what?
O'Carroll's blog. I'm a very, very, very free speech guy. I don't think his blog needs to be accessible to anyone other than him. He should possibly be drugged out in the street and hung. And Desmond's mother and father should both be charged with child endangerment. And Desmond needs to go to foster care.
And mental health counseling.
Yes. Now, O'Carroll is an asshole. And a douchebag.
And a pedophile.
I don't know that he's harmed a child. I do know Desmond's parents have harmed at least one child and should go to prison.
Gross. Oh, right. That one's not lit audible. Crap. The sound clip said gross. Way. The sound clip said gross.
It sounded like a robot saying gross.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this story, it's an older one from a couple weeks back. It, yeah, this has gained traction over the last couple of weeks. And this kid and his parents and supporters, and the whole fucking movement around this is fucking wrong. You want to be 18 years old, slap a pair of fake tits on and fucking dance around the street, go right ahead. Just don't do it in front of the kids.
His parents have been subjectifying him for at least a year and a half. They had him leading a gay pride parade.
Yeah, yeah, this kid's too young to understand what's going on. This is clearly child abuse.
They've taken him to a gay strip club and had him perform on stage.
How old's this kid?
What?
He's eight or nine.
Yeah, he doesn't understand what he's doing. He's doing this because his parents told him to, so that they could be in the news.
Why haven't the parents been dragged out back and dealt with?
Because they're just encouraging his transgenderness, and this is happening in California.
So, taking bets, 15 years, Desmond kills himself.
Oh, no, he's going to stab his parents to death in their bed, and people are going to wonder why. And then I can see the headline now in New York Times, if it's still around. Desmond, not so amazing. Look, fucking done it. Call me editor. Yeah, this kid, he is going to kill his parents and whoever's in that house when he figures out what they've done to him. It's the same with that Jazz Jennings. That thing will kill its parents in the fucking dead of the night, too.
Well, moving on to the next story. A business opportunity that Big should have gotten in on the ground floor of, but alas, failed to do so. Now, we could have possibly profited from it as well, but I would not feel good in this business, so no.
Wait, how much profit are we talking about?
I don't know what the overhead is, so I can't give you a good answer on that.
I was going to say, because I don't know what my price is to go dark, but I know that there is a price. Everyone has a price.
This isn't like Black Hat, because I could not feel horrible about that. Sex doll maker creates replicants of dead partners to combat loneliness. I'm providing comfort.
Oh.
A sex doll business owner offers special bereavement services for those suffering from loneliness, whereby she'll create a replica of their dead partner.
The words replica, sex, whatever, and bereavement should not be in the fucking same sentence. I'm just pointing that out.
So... how long... oh, sorry, go ahead, Bisfee.
I just had a horrible idea that probably should not be said, but hey, it's the show. Do they have an option for a compartment in the torso to put the ashes in? Or...
oh. Can you mix this in with the plastic?
The paint. Like the car.
Oh, God. That's okay. BSV may have just topped where I was gonna go.
Yeah, I get nothing now, man.
I was gonna say, do they do any checking to make sure that one, the photos that they were sent were of the actual partner, and two, that this person has died? Because otherwise, I could see a really well worded email and some photos of that a stalker has taken. Getting a replicant of somebody who's A, not dead, and B, wasn't their partner.
I'm fairly certain you can already do that. You just need to be able to spend somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 euros on it.
That's kind of depressing, actually, because I was assuming that this was a new service that somebody was offering using, like, photogrammetry or something to, you know, 3D print the features to make the doll match. But, you know, they were trying to... you know, they're probably not checking shit. They don't care, you know.
And here's some pictures of my dead wife back when she was hot. Ooh. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, how far back would you do the pictures? Because let's say you've been in a long-term relationship. I've known some couples that have been married for like 60 years. Now, would you want the comfort doll to be the age of your wife the last time you saw her, or the age of your wife when you first met?
God, what if you met her when she was 15? That's just fucking
My grandparents got married when Granny was 16, Grandpa was 18.
Yeah, this is a lot of dark places this story can go, and I'm just going to leave them tucked safely away in my head.
Oh no, here's an even darker one. So, old couple, in their 80s, Granny dies. A lot of my aunts looked like Granny when she was younger. With those pictures, does Grandpa get weird, traumatic comfort problems?
Actually, I'm thinking generally now, statistical and, you know, anecdotal and crap like that, women tend to outlive men.
Yep.
So, yeah. Are we approaching this from the wrong argument? Because all of our examples so far has been Granny dying.
Yep.
Yes.
Then you want to know why it's all Granny dying? Whereas women are likely to outlive men, women don't buy sex dolls.
They don't buy the complete doll. They usually only buy one part.
Yeah, they buy. This is a women's privilege, see? They get to buy just one part. We have to buy the whole fucking thing.
And then you got the women's libbers mad at you for buying a sex robot. It's like, what do you think the motor in the dildo is, bitch? I mean, come on.
Like, dude, until a sex robot can scrub the path, fucking make me coffee and shit, I just don't want to have another dead fish lying around the bed.
Well, at that point, it's not really a sex robot. It's just a housekeeper with extra functions.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a housekeeper with extra functions.
You know, what like you can ask to bend over without a lawsuit happening.
Yeah, the Roomba .900 or something, whatever it'll be by then. And fuck it, I'll be too old and dead by then.
Or you have the people who are impatient who just, you know, fuck the
But
Roomba.
It is, it would be pretty weird, eh? You fucking, say you're a grandkid or something, you rock around, it's been a couple of years since granddad died, and grandma's still kicking around comfortably in the house. And then one day, fucking granddad reappears in his favorite comfy chair with a 7-inch cock.
No, that's not what would happen. What would happen is, you know, one of the grandparents would kick the bucket a few years before the other. They decided to blow the last of their retirement. Then the final grandparent kicks the bucket. And then all the grandchildren have to find the doll when they're going through the grandparents' things right after the funeral.
You open the fucking door of the closet.
And there it is.
Room.
In all
You've
of
never
its glory.
Been allowed in before. And then there's this fucking lifestyle fucking replica of granddad with a fucking 8-inch erect dick just falls out on top of you. Now
or
that's
worse.
Traumatizing.
Or worse, you finally go in that room that granny said never go in. And you discover the BDSM dungeon with the doll hanging from the ceiling.
In a sex swing with a ball gag.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't visualize this shit when I come up with these ideas, because I know RU does.
Because I watched 8mm last night, and it just reminded me of the end where the old lady blows her fucking brains out after finding out the husband was a fucking sleaze.
That's a pretty good movie.
It is a good movie. But, I think, Morps, you won this one. Having the replica in the sex swing in the sex dungeon of Grandpa and Grandpappy. Oh, yeah, it's too much, man. Too
yeah,
much,
shit, too shit much. Got weird.
Yeah, real weird. But, Madman, let's go for another one.
I feel bad for not knowing exactly what this is in the headline. Logan County man allegedly driving a stolen vehicle filled with uranium, a rattlesnake, and a Kentucky Deluxe. Now, what's shaming me is I have no idea what the fuck a Kentucky Deluxe is.
All right, you read the story. We'll look up Kentucky Deluxe.
All right. Two people were arrested after a traffic stop of a stolen car revealed the two had a rattlesnake, radioactive uranium, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe. Okay,
it's
so
whiskey.
it's some type of booze.
It's bottom shelf whiskey.
Okay, that's why I don't know what it is, because I only drink good stuff.
I didn't know what it was either.
Wow, you Google Kentucky Deluxe has a picture of this dude on the Googles. This is great. It's got a picture of the bourbon. He is the fucking face of this whiskey now.
Dude, this is bottom shelf whiskey. It's $6 for the bottle.
Wow.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm gonna buy that. $6. I can waste $6 on seeing what that tastes like.
Turpentine and water, probably.
Stephen Jennings is charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, operating a vehicle with a suspended license, failure to carry sufficient
I think Madman just
security verification. What does he need
for the uranium
form? Okay, security verification form. I guess for the uranium. Rachel Rivera is charged with possession of a firearm.
That whiskey's been declared an international weapon.
Nope, there's a firearm. The chick was carrying a firearm, and she's a convicted felon. Has not filed to get her rights back. The traffic stop was made at 11 a.m. Why the fuck do you have uranium and a rattlesnake?
Is the rattlesnake alive?
Yes.
So the rattlesnake is for fun, and the uranium is to sell to the Russians, obviously.
Either that or they were trying to make a monster for a Godzilla movie.
World's most complicated assassination plot. They were going to hide the rattlesnake in the case of uranium. They were going to sell it to the Russians so that when Putin himself opened the uranium to check it, the rattlesnake would jump out and bite him and kill him, and then they'd be heroes.
The question is, did he have to liquor himself up to put the rattlesnake in there for the courage, or did he liquor the rattlesnake up to make it more docile?
Well, obviously, that's what the whiskey was for, is to docile up the rattlesnake so they could get it in the case with uranium. Well, the fact that they could drink it after the fact is just bonus.
In the passenger seat.
Oh, that's where I keep my fucking terrarium. I don't know about you.
So the rattlesnake, wait. The rattlesnake was in the passenger seat, so the bitch was in the back?
Yep.
So we see what this man's priorities were. Whiskey and the rattlesnake over the woman.
Well, who do you want to take your eye off, the woman or the rattlesnake? You know what I mean? I want to know where the rattlesnake is at all times. I don't give two fucks about the woman in the back.
It depends on what you have the air conditioning set to. Those fuckers are cold-blooded. If you've got it set really cold in that car, you don't got to worry about the rattlesnake. It's just going to lay down and sleep.
Yeah, I suppose I didn't even thought about it. But then you could consume the whiskey and skip the step to liquor up the rattlesnake to sell the uranium.
I don't know that this guy's that smart.
Yeah, I think we're giving him points in the wrong column.
So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, a firearm, and somebody under arrest, said Sergeant Anthony Gibbs.
These aren't my pants, officer. These are not my pants. Which has been a genuine argument on Cops more than twice.
I don't know where these pants came from, Your Honor.
No, I shit you not, Morphs. There's been a couple of times on Cops where the dude's gone there. What's this pipe doing in there, in these pants? These are my pants, I swear. I just put them on when I left the house. Well, whose pants are they? I don't know, but they're not my pants, officer.
They Shaniquas. She left. I don't know where she is now.
Now you're just racially profiling Morphs. How do you know it wasn't?
How do you know Shaniqua was not a trans dude's stripper name?
Good fucking call. I turn out I am the bad man in this conversation. I shall go away.
Well, when this happens, of course, we call in a company that deals with that specific situation. This happens enough that there's someone that's opened a business to deal with it.
Dude, imagine going into the loans officer at the bank for the small business. So I got an idea for a small business. Give me a tiny loan. What's your business going to be dealing with? Well, on the unique occasion that people are caught with uranium, a gun, and a rattlesnake, and bottom shelf booze, I am going to be a towing company for these people.
Wow. Yeah, the uranium was the wild card in this situation. They were used to everything else.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's no meth involved.
That just really haven't makes found me it yet.
Really makes me double think about drinking that whiskey. Yeah, if this is the life decisions you're making. Is there anything else left in that story, Madman?
No, there's nothing else left in that one. But it was brighter than the other ones we've covered.
All right.
Possibly not quite as bright as this. British woman killed by metal drinking straw. Now, I know what everyone here is thinking, that this is like some badass
she's staring down this muscle-bound biker in a bar after smarting off, saying, I can take whatever you can give me, and, you know, pulls a gun on the biker and he kills her with a drinking straw. That's what I was thinking. But, no. Nope, not what happened.
So I'm thinking it's a comedy of errors involving this drinking straw being shot around the room multiple times after it's collided with that, I don't know, been dropped or something, and then shot like a gun, before finally, cartoonishly, lodging itself up this woman's nose.
You're pretty close, I think.
That's much closer than my initial thought. So, metal straws should be used with caution, a coroner has said, after a retired jockey died when she fell into one which impaled her eye and caused a traumatic brain injury.
That is incredibly painful.
Don't know if she could have been killed very quickly, so...
Elena Struthers Gardner, age 60, was carrying a mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw top lid in her kitchen in Pole, Dorset, when she collapsed. Oh, I was hoping she tripped on a banana peel. The 25-centimeter stainless steel straw, which was in the lid on her mason jar-style drinking glass, entered her left eye socket and pierced her brain.
So this is just a case of bad luck.
Yep. Yeah. Very bad luck. A jockey died from a metal drinking straw. And this is why we should stick with plastic.
I'm for that. Fuck the pandas. Fuck the whales. Not like Antifa would, but, you know, fuck them. Leave them. Kill them. Anyway, that's going to wrap up for the show this week. Going to close out with final thoughts or future news, whichever comes first. And I'm going to go with Morps. What do you got for me? Final thought, future news.
So when drinking from a mason jar, there's only a few things that are traditionally drunk from mason jars. Most of them involve heavy amounts of alcohol. The metal straw is probably not the greatest of ideas, but at the same time, it could be worse. You could have, you know, yeah, you know what, with the rest of the stories tonight, that was going to a dark place, and I don't want to go there. So I was going to say something about schoolgirls running back and forth with condoms, running into metal drinking straws, but you know what, that's just too dark, so I have nothing.
I got the visual picture, so if you wanted to gross me out successfully, you fucking have.
Woo!
Because I know where you're going with that. All right, BSB, you got a final statement or future news?
I was just going to go with the thing of, turns out the jockey was a vampire that was using the metal straw to suck blood, but...
Well, that'd be a way to fuck with the vampire hunters, wouldn't it? It's like, there's not two holes here, there's just one, and it didn't scab over, I don't understand.
That's Ivan the Down Syndrome vampire.
It's a very special episode of Vampire the Masquerade there.
Madman, future news or a final statement?
Several years from now, when Desmond is Amazing is, you know, arrested for being a male prostitute, filming pornos in the classroom of this nice teacher who's finally out of prison, he's probably going to be found dead after strangling his parents.
Yeah, I can approve that. But this has been the I Have Nothing show, and I'm just threatening you all right now that I will print 3D models of your grandparents. The show's over now. Get off my fucking lawn.
Your training venue and your mindset needs to change from this day forward. The first thing that muzzle's going to cross is shoot them in a crotch. I go, shoot them. You see chest-mounted magazine pouches, and they go, oh, you mean like in an army, like in Afghanistan? No, I mean like in Tyler, Texas, when he went in the courthouse, shot the judge, shot the lawyer, shot his wife, shot three cops. Okay, AK-47 chest mounted magazine pouches. Your pistol may not punch a hole through there. Shoot him in a crotch. Well, this is a crotch, a fight winning hit. We didn't say that, but it's a good introduction. Hi, my name's Faith, and it's only gonna go downhill from here. Okay? Boom in a crotch, and let's go to work. Okay?
My balls.